Bibles this morning would be the Jeremiah chapter 20. Jeremiah is quite an interesting prophet, you know. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things I want to speak to you a little bit about is that, you know, when we're facing, whatever we feed wins the battle. You know, sometimes when we're facing adversity, we need to feed the answer instead of the problem. Amen? Sometimes we do that. Jeremiah was a prophet, and he was kind of speaking out both sides of his mouth. You know, the Word of God says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and the Lord still inspired the Word. And just because we don't always say the right thing, that doesn't mean that God doesn't hear us, and the words that come out at times will not be from the Lord. Jeremiah is in a place where he's being persecuted for the kingdom of God. And he says, I'll begin to read verse number 9. He says, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side, reports, say they, and we were reported, and my familiars watched for my halting, saying, peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous and seest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause." And this is where I want to focus your attention. In the midst of all that, he says in verse number 13, he says, "Sing unto the Lord, praise ye the Lord, for he hath delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers." And today we're going to be speaking, the title of this morning's message is Delighting in His Deliverance. Delighting in His Deliverance. Your bulletin says delight His deliverance, but the end is missing. Amen on the front. So the three things we're going to look at today is, as Jeremiah says here, is first is to recite, secondly to rejoice, and thirdly to release. Amen? To recite, to rejoice, and to release. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration here today? Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am who God says I am. I can be who God says I can be. I can do everything God says I can do. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Father, I thank you, Father God, for the word that you sent here today. I thank you that it's quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing the divine and the asunder of even soul and spirit, and to seek out the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, Father, I pray today, Father God, that you speak to me, your vessel. May the words be spoken with clarity, with understanding. And when each and every one hears the word, may they be transformed by it. May it accomplish what you sent it to do. So help me, Father God. May they not hear from me, but may they hear from you. And I'll never cease to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For I ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. You know, to recite. You know, the Apostle Paul told his student Timothy, and 2 Timothy 2:15, he said, to study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. So nobody has ever been freed by error, okay? And one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart, just as we were in school, we learned the Pledge of Allegiance, all right? We learned the national anthem. We learned different things. God wants us to learn and meditate and be able to recite his word. Because man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So when I was looking at this, the first thing the Lord says, he wants us to recite the word. In other words, we're speaking the word to the adversary. So in Psalms 95, is Salas jealous yet?
No.
Nah. Psalms 95. He says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Who's our rock? Jesus is our rock. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand, right? He says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. The Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. In other words, what he is saying to us as we're reciting, we're recognizing that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He has the answer for every circumstance and every situation. No matter what we may face, he is the answer.
Amen.
Amen. I'll share a little testimony with you. This past week, when we were painting last week, I got attacked in my back on Sunday morning. I started to have muscle spasms. And with these muscle spasms, when I mowed my lawn on Monday on my zero-turn mower, I really messed it up bad. I mean, I couldn't hardly stand up. And so I was praying and seeking the Lord for my healing. And Jackie made an appointment for me to go to the doctors. And I went to the doctors, and he said I had muscle spasms. And I've been speaking against a pinched nerve because I didn't know what I was speaking against, but it was a muscle spasm, not a pinched nerve. But he gave me some medication, and there were muscle relaxers. And when I took these muscle relaxers, all of a sudden I couldn't stay awake. I couldn't function. I couldn't focus. My thoughts were not focused. And all of a sudden I was looking at it and I was weighing which was worse. Amen. So I went off the muscle relaxers, and God healed my back. Amen. In other words, because I had men and women of God pray for me, sometimes we need others to stand in the gap for us. Amen. Am I 100%? No. Am I supposed to be wiser? Yes. Amen. You know, there's a harvest for whatsoever we sow. Amen. And Jeremiah, here he is in this place, and he wants to do things in his own strength instead of depending on the Lord. And his strength is made perfect in our weakness. We have to learn to depend on him. And I love in Lamentations chapter 3, where the prophet Jeremiah makes this statement in his weeping to the Lord. He says in Lamentations chapter 3, verse number 21, he said, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Wait a minute. This I recall to my mind. What are we going to recall to our mind? The word of God. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Amen? Amen? So as we're reciting this, as we're meditating upon these things, David, King David said, I meditated upon your word so I would not sin against you. So the Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, he says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you were called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly and all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. So one of the first things we're looking at, what the Lord is saying, sing unto the Lord. When I'm singing unto the Lord, I'm reciting his word. I'm singing a psalm to him. Does God need to be reminded of his word? No, I do. I do. I have to constantly remind myself. And if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, as I'm quoting the psalms or I'm singing the psalms, all of a sudden my faith is increasing. Amen? Are you with me? Secondly, we find in this, he said to rejoice. And Psalms 67, are you with me? The psalmist writes this. He says, verse number one, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. That's his prayer. Meditate, it says, Selah. Selah means to pause. Meditate on that for a moment. That thy way may be known upon earth and thy saving health among all nations. Just as the beloved said, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. So our soul is prospering by the word of God. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Stop a moment. Think about that. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen? You know, these things that Jeremiah was speaking and prophesying over them that were persecuting him, God answered the prophecy and did exactly what Jeremiah prophesied. Amen. So we look at this, we say in Hebrews chapter 13. Are we with me? Now, sometimes to rejoice, I know sometimes it's a sacrifice. How many at times don't feel like rejoicing? Come on, be real. Amen. That's what he calls for us to offer up a sacrifice. He says in Hebrews 13, 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. The fruit of our lips. It means it has to be spoken. Amen. Oh, the Lord knows my heart. No, he wants you to tell him with your mouth. Amen? When we served the South, we didn't have any problem opening our mouth. But now we serve the North. I mean, we serve above, heaven and hell, okay? All right? I think that's northernly, isn't it? And on the compass, it's upwardly, right? And he says this, not only with our mouths, but with our actions. He says, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. In other words, he is asking us to sacrifice our praise and worship to him, whether we feel like it or not. He's asking us to do good to others, whether they deserve it or not. Hello? Amen? God loves everyone. God has a plan for everyone. God doesn't want to leave anyone out. So there's nothing wrong with being a do-gooder. I'm thinking one thing is, as in my life, I'm a kind of a do-gooder, but I want to do better. I want to be do better at being a do-gooder. Amen? I have to ask my wife even to forgive me. You know, this medication made me a little loopy and goofy. I was loopy enough and goofy enough before. Hallelujah. So he tells us in Ephesians chapter 5. Well, Pastor, this isn't a Memorial Day message. No, it's a memory message because God's calling us to recite. And as we recite his word, we'll begin to rejoice. Amen? And you're not going to rejoice unless you recite. You know, sometimes I don't have to remind God who he is. I have to remind myself. And the apostle says this in Ephesians 5, verse number 18. He said, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing to make a melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Speaking to yourselves. You know, not always just telling somebody else, but God, I got to remind myself. Hello? He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing to make a melody in your heart unto the Lord. Amen? Amen. This is a daily experience. This isn't a Sunday event. This is a way of life. And if you want the fullness of life that the Father wants you to have, he gave us instructions. He gave us his word. And he says if we follow his word, it will become life. Amen? So if we look at this, he says first we're looking at to recite his word. When we recite his word, we begin to rejoice. Why? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. There's something that happens inside of me. If you're a child of God, you have the Spirit of God inside of you. When you start speaking the word comes to the Father through the Son to you and I, and then all of a sudden it does something inside of you. Every time I get in the word and start speaking the word, there's something that happens inside of me. And if we allow something to happen inside of us, it'll manifest itself outside of us. And what comes out of us will be life and not death. What comes out of us will be love and not hate. What comes out of us will be joy and not sadness. What comes out of us will be gladness, not misery. Hello? What comes out of us is what we feed. No, but God says this, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, he reapeth. I'm sowing the word, and I'm sowing the word, and I'm reaping his goodness and his mercy and his grace and his love. And he's no respecter of persons. The same thing he does for me, he'll do for everyone in the room. Amen. He loves you no matter what you've done, no matter where you're at, no matter where you're at in your walk with the Lord. He loves you right where you're at. He's got a plan for every heart and every life, and he's not going to give up on you. Amen? He loves you. Amen? So he says to us, as we learn to recite the word, we begin to rejoice. But the next thing we have to do is we have to release. And Zechariah chapter 4, 6, he said, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." How am I going to fight this battle? How am I going to be delivered? He said he's going to deliver them from the evil ones. How am I going to get into this deliverance? Is I'm going to release the battle to the Lord. Amen? In other words, I can't fight this battle. I'm not strong enough to fight it on my own. Amen? That's why he gave you and I an advocate, a helper, a friend, the Holy Ghost within you that could help you. And when we all of a sudden we start beginning to recite the word, all of a sudden we begin to rejoice from the inside out, and all of a sudden things are released that we've been carrying and trying to do in our own strength. And Job chapter 6, I believe Job chapter 5, I don't think it's 6. Job 5, verse number 19. He says, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, and 7, there shall no evil touch thee. Again, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. 6 represents man. Yea, and 7, there shall no evil touch you. 7 represents the fullness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. All 3 in 1. Allowing the strength of God to be made perfect in my weakness. You know, that's why the psalmist could say this. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Amen. In other words, we have to release it to him. We have to release the battle to the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Verse number 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. In other words, trying to do it on your own strength, on your own power. Then he says in verse 13, he says, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man, but God is faithful. Look to the one next to you and say, God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you were able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful that God didn't call us to fight this battle alone. Not only did he give us the helper, the advocate, the comforter, the Holy Spirit, but he gave us the body of Christ, and we're here for one another. We're here to encourage one another, to help one another. Amen. I hope when you came in today that somebody told you how much you're appreciated, how much you're loved, how valuable you are, how important you are. We're all important to one another, and everybody has value, and everybody has worth, and you're very important to the body of Christ. And God says that every last one that comes through the room, through the door, has a measure of faith, and when these measures come together, we can expect God to move in a mighty way. Amen. Amen. Don't you think that the adversary tried to bring junk in your way before you got here today? Hello? Don't you think that, why does it happen on Sunday morning when we disagree so much? What happens on Sunday morning? Why is it on Sunday mornings we get in a fight on the way to church? What's that about? Hello? What's that about? It's the adversary trying to steal what God has in store for you. Amen. So God wants you to know who you are in Christ. Look to your neighbor and say, you're more than a conqueror, through Christ who gives you strength. I'm blessed to be sitting beside you. Give me 5. Give him 5. Give him 5. The Apostle Paul would say to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse number 16. The Apostle Paul says to his student Timothy, he says, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Even in that time, he says this, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of a lion. And this is where I love this, verse number 18. This is one of the verses I stand on. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, the Lord shall deliver you from every evil work. No weapon formed against you will prosper if you trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all thy might. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I'm blessed to be sitting beside you. Thank you, Lord, for my brother and sister that's beside me. Don't call him a sister if it's a brother. Hallelujah. Amen. So what did he say? What is he saying today? He's saying this. He said he wants us to recite his word, to meditate, to memorize the word. Find you some scriptures in the word to stand on. And when you're facing things, start speaking those words outside. You'll be amazed at what takes place when you start speaking God's word. All of a sudden it gets in here, and it starts coming out here strong. Then he says to rejoice. All of a sudden, rejoice in his goodness. Amen. No matter what you're going through, this too shall pass. Amen. Amen. It's only temporary, okay? Where we're looking forward, we're moving towards an eternal home where there'll be glory forever and ever and ever. And this life is just temporary, and the things that you're going through are just temporary. So you have to remind yourself, this too shall pass. Amen. This too shall pass. I'm not going to let it steal the victory I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. So he also says that he sent his word for us to recite. In closing, to rejoice, amen, to release. Now, what he is saying is if you're trying to carry your battle on your own strength, you're making yourself miserable. Amen? You have to release the battle to him. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. And then he comes to rescue. In Psalms 121, verse number 7. The psalmist says this. This is about help from the Lord. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. This speaks of eternal promises. So in closing today, he's called for you and I to recite his word, to rejoice in his goodness and his mercy, to release the battle to him, and that he will rescue us. Amen. Sometimes people don't realize what you're going through. And you may be going through one thing, and you might be going through something, you may be going through something else, and you may be going through something, but God knows that everyone is going through something. And he wants you to understand that he can fight this for you if you'll just allow him to. You know, one thing I found about the Lord I serve, he's a perfect gentleman. He'll never make me do anything I don't want to. He gave me a free will. He gave each and every one of us a choice. And the choice he gives you today is this. He says to you today, you can either fight the battle on your own strength if you want to, or you can release it to me and I'll fight it for you. Amen? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. And Father, as you're ministering to hearts and lives, the most important question today is this. The question that God would ask you and I today is, have you come to a place in your spiritual life that you know for certain that you're going to heaven? And if you don't know for sure, would you just slip up your hand and say, I would like to know today. Is there anyone at all? Pastor, I'm not 100% sure I'm going to heaven. Is there anybody? Father, I thank you that you're the searcher of every heart and every life. Secondly, today, he said that as we recite the word and we rejoice and we release the battle to him, he would rescue us. If you're here today and you're going through a battle, you're going through a trial in your life and it's difficult and you need help, would you just stand to your feet right now? Father, your word declares that nothing escapes your notice. And Father, today, Father God, as these brothers and sisters stand, I stand in agreement with them. Meet my sister right where she's at, Father God. Touch her, Lord. The battle is not hers. It belongs to you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The battle belongs to you, Lord. We call him back in the name of Jesus. We bind every weapon the enemy has formed right now in Jesus' name. Freedom, Father God. We praise you and give you glory, Lord. Father, I stand with my brother, Father God. Touch, Father God. Help him in this battle, Father God. Get in his heart and his life that he's victorious through you, Father. In Jesus' name. Father, touch my sister, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for meeting her, Father God. Thank you for meeting my brother, Father God. Encourage him, Father God. Strengthen him in your power and your might, Lord. We'll never cease to give you all the glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Joe, Father God. I thank you that your strength is made perfect now in him, Father God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you and I give you glory, Father. Be my sister, Father God. My faith.